With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Undeterred by lawsuits and rumors of lawsuits, President Trump's drive to cut government waste and reduce spending rolls on.
President Trump describes what Elon Musk is doing with Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, as terrific, and says the next departments he will focus on are education and defense.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Trump also tells Fox News Channel's Bret Baier that's what the American people elected him to do, and that Musk is not getting anything out of it. The world's richest person has been criticized as Doge attempts to make massive cuts, some blocked by the courts. I'm Julie Walker.
Mr. Trump spoke prior to last night's Super Bowl, becoming the first sitting American president to attend the big game. Philadelphia demolished Kansas City, defeating the Chiefs 40-22. The Eagles avenging their defeat to the Chiefs a couple of years ago, shattering Kansas City's hopes of winning a third consecutive Super Bowl title. And mayhem engulfed the streets of Philadelphia following the Eagles' victory, with rioters setting fires in the streets, taunting police, destroying property, and commandeering vehicles. Definitely not a night to be driving the streets of Philadelphia. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump plans a new round of tariffs, 25% levy on imported steel and aluminum. That's not all. Mr. Trump considering tariffs on any country that taxes U.S. imports.
A country pays so much or charges us so much, and we do the same. So very reciprocal, because I think that's the only fair way to do it. That way, nobody's hurt.
In the president's words, if they charge us, we charge them. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 130 points, NASDAQ futures 132 points higher. This is SRN News. President Trump adds another clergyman to his cabinet.
Scott Turner has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an associate pastor at the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas. Doug Collins, who was also a pastor and Air Force chaplain earlier in his career, has been installed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president's new ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and another ordained minister. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department's investigating potential civil rights violations at two universities and a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams. The department is opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. The action comes shortly after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban males from competing against women in school sports. This is SRN News. Texans being warned about unsolicited seed packages from Chinese vendors.
In a press release, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller said the Texas Department of Agriculture is working swiftly to safely collect these packages and ensure they're delivered to the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service for inspection. One Texan reported ordering a dog toy from the Chinese vendor Temu, only to receive a package of seeds instead. Miller says anyone receiving the seed should keep the package sealed and call the Texas Department of Agriculture at 800-TEL-TDA. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Lawyers will deliver opening statements today at the trial of the man charged with trying to fatally stab author Salman Rushdie in front of a lecture audience in Western New York 2.5 years ago. Rushdie is expected to testify during the trial of Hadi Matar. More details at SRNNews.com.